Listening Library presents And Both Were Young by Madeline L'Engle. Read by Anne-Marie Lee. With an introduction by Lena Roy.
Hello, this is Lena Roy. It was with joyful anticipation that I recently opened my grandmother's third published novel, And Both Were Young. This was Gran's first young adult novel and one of my favorites as a girl. Meeting Philippa Hunter, Flip, again, was like meeting a long-lost friend. She leaped from the pages as if she were a version of my grandmother's younger self. Gran always put so much of herself in her work, and in so doing, she was able to express universal emotional truths through all her heroines. There is Madeline L'Engle and Elizabeth Gerald in The Joys of Love, Camilla Dickinson in Camilla, Vicki Austin in The Austin Family Chronicles, and Meg Murray in The Time Quintet, as well as Flip in And Both Were Young. In 1930, 12-year-old Gran was in Switzerland with her parents as they sought a cure for her journalist father, who had inhaled mustard gas during World War I. What a surprise it was to young Madeline, being dropped off at boarding school instead of living with her parents. Likewise, the character Flip is traveling with her father after her mother dies, and in his grief, he succumbs to the suggestion by another woman, who lusts after him, according to Flip, that Flip be sent to boarding school. Consequently, Flip feels abandoned, and she experiences similar character growth to what Gran must have gone through. She is shy, awkward, difficult, and self-centered for the first half of the book. Appalled at being reduced to the number she is assigned at school, 97, she rails against conformity.